It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Ken Coleman. Kyle is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate everything you guys do and the opportunity to discuss my situation.
Sure. What's up?
So, I'll get into it. I'm married with three young children. I'm in debt. I hate my job. I'm having a problem with drinking, and I'm just feeling uninspired, broken, and exhausted. I've been working the debt, but I have a ways to go, and I can't seem to get out of my own way when it comes to figuring out my career and getting my health together. If you guys need a little bit more backstory, I can give it to you, but basically, I would just like some advice on how to proceed, because I've been struggling emotionally since before my kids were born, and I'm still not happy with where I am, which I feel bad saying, but that's where I'm at.
Sure. I want you to be as just brief but very descriptive on you keep getting in your own way as it relates to figuring out what you want to do with your career. What does that mean?
So I feel like I just keep coming and hitting these mental roadblocks. So I'll sober up and stay focused for a week, 2 weeks at a time. And then something will happen that'll trigger me emotionally to want to drink or to do something that's not related to the career I want to have. And a lot of times I don't know if it's circumstantial or if I'm getting in my own way. In my heart of hearts, I feel like I can fix it and that I'm just getting in my own way. But sure. At the same time, I'm in the grind of early parenthood, and I'm dealing with a lot of pressure from the career I currently have, and I'm the breadwinner.
I get you.
Most of our annual income comes from my job, so I feel like most of my focus has to go there.
Sure.
Family, and it's getting in the way of who I am.
Sure. So, Kyle, so I'm hearing lots of things. So the emotional stuff, you need to get some professional help on that. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But you've had some ideas. Based on what I'm hearing, you have some ideas. You may have one clear idea that if I could snap my fingers and put you in it on Monday morning, knowing you couldn't fail, I got a sense that you have an idea or two. Am I right or am I wrong on what you would do?
Yeah, you're right.
What is
it?
No more. And listen, here's what I want you to do for the next couple seconds. I don't want you to think. Don't think. Don't qualify. I want you to just answer my questions. Agreed?
Agreed.
Here we go. What is it? Tell me what it is. What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail?
I'm apprehensive saying it because it seems juvenile, but honestly, I'd like to get into game development.
Game development. Now, you did what I told you not to do, but that's okay because we got the answer. You want to be a developer for video games, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the baseline technical talent that if you were trained properly, that you know that you could develop effectively game technology, yes or no?
I would need additional training. I don't think so.
So the answer is yes. You have the core talent. If you were trained and educated, you could do it. Do you believe that?
If I was trained, yes.
So hey, you gotta say for 1 second, Kyle, I want you to throw off all this self-doubt that's hanging on you like a giant winter coat. Throw it off. You can't even answer a question about yourself because of the doubt. And I know there's a lot going on, and I get that. But, brother, I just want you to get real for a moment. No, wait a second. Do I have the technical talent? Now, let me ask you this. Why? I want you to give me a short answer. Why would you want to develop for video games? What's the why behind that?
Because I like creating experiences.
There you go. Always had a knack for technical stuff and always had a knack or always had an interest in experiences. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And
now,
you're a gamer.
That's right. So here's the deal. You think because you're a dad of three small kids, you guys have got some debt, and you're dealing with some emotional stuff, which is driving you to drink, you're thinking, I'll never get there. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean,
but that's not true. But that's not true. So let me challenge you. All right. You need to understand that there is a path. So you know what you want to do. If you could just make it happen, you know what you want to do. So you're in that get clear stage. Now it's all about getting qualified. So you have to actually do the homework and not get stuck in the bottle and doubt and insecurity and fear about what it's going to look like and go, what would it take? What has to be true for me to be qualified to actually apply for jobs like that and someone hire me? Is it starting out in another development role and getting development experience somewhere else and then crossing over to the video game industry? There's lots of different paths, brother. I'm telling you. One thing I want you to do is call Bethel Tech. BethelTech.net, they're a partner of the Ken Coleman Show, and they take adults from zero technology experience, zero, to working in the technology industry in 9 months, less than 15 grand. You're not there yet. You got to get your debt paid off. Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Solutions, we can help you with that. But you got to believe that you can get there. And then I think you got to get healthy. Dave, I think he's got to get healthy, and he's got to get on the debt elimination plan. And we put the dream on hold. Doesn't mean it's gone. Doesn't mean we'll never get there. But you've got to get out of debt, and you've got to get healthy emotionally to where you believe that you do have what it takes and that you have a unique contribution so that you're not leaning towards the bottle.
So are you guys involved in church at all?
No, not we are not.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. All right. When I was a young dad, I wasn't either, and I wandered in the back door one. It changed my whole life because I got men and women in my life that would walk beside me as I changed some of the habits I needed to change to be successful.
And I like that idea of it, and I have asked my wife about that because we're yearning for that sense of community, and I feel like just the overall message and sense of community, whether we're religious or not, would be helpful.
Exactly.
So we almost went to church for that reason alone.
That's okay. That won't make anybody mad, even the people at the church. Just go over there and make some friends with good people.
Mm-hmm.
And good people will walk beside you, and once they're good enough friends to reach over and pop you on the back of the head if you're drinking too much, that's a really good friend. Right?
Yeah.
You need some buddies in your life, man. You need a band of brothers that love you enough to knock a knot on your noggin.
I agree with that.
And you can pick it up there, and you wouldn't hurt to step into a 12-step program. Wouldn't hurt to sit down with a good counselor. And because, you know, what it amounts to is you're stuck, and the way you get unstuck, you get new information and new inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And that helps you then build a vision for your life that Ken was laying out for you that you can believe in. And when you believe in that vision, then you can run through walls to get there, and you can set down the things that are causing you to stumble. And we've all got them, man. I ain't different than you, me and Ken. If you count up the stupid butt stuff between the two of us that we've done, you could fill a room with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you got to set down the stuff that's killing you and pick up the stuff that gives you the energy. And that's goal setting and inspiration, information, good people in your life, good community in your life. So, yeah, that's my assignment for you. And then walk with Ken over at KenColeman.com, and he'll get you the job. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.